All right, so this is a description of Warrior Flow based off of Warrior 2. So taking your feet out into a wide stance, about a leg's distance apart, feet are parallel, and just stand here for a moment and breathe. Now with the hands on the hips, taking and turning the left foot out to perpendicular to the right foot. So the heel may line up with the right arch. It may not. It doesn't matter. That's just a starting point. And now bending the left knee and letting the left knee track out over the middle foot. When you bend that left knee, you want it to stack over the heel or the ankle. Now check in with your right foot. See if you're falling in on that right arch. You may need to adjust here. You can kick that right heel out a little bit or turn the right toes in. Just finding a good comfortable place to be. Now reaching the arms out in both directions. So you're reaching the left arm out over the left toes and your right arm is reaching back behind you. Gaze is out over the left fingertips or at the nail of the middle left finger, and your hips are facing out parallel, so your hips are facing out to the wide side of the mat. Breath moves, letting the right palm float down to the back of the right leg, turning the left palm to face up, and then reaching up towards the sky. Reverse warrior. If it's available to you, you can even begin to reach back behind you, but keeping the spine light and lifted without overarching the spine. Floating the palms back, the left palm faces back towards the floor. Lifting the right palm, breath moves. Good, now bending the left elbow and letting the left forearm float down to rest on top of the left thigh and reaching up with the right fingertips. Now reaching up and back, floating the arms back up. Warrior two. Left knee stays bent. Grounding down into the earth and lifting up through the crown of the head. Good. When you're ready, straightening the legs, letting the hands come down to the hips, turn the feet to face the wide side of the mat, and just notice. And now turning and practicing on the opposite side. You can move through and modify this practice however you like. This audio is just meant to give you a feel for what it's like to move through a warrior flow.